This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us in the den this morning is the man who you would know who plays this on our station.
On the good ship.
Sorry. Sorry, no. Not quite right. This one.
One. Singular.
Okay. We got one more chance. Maybe it was this. That would be it.
Ah, there you go.
Edwin Derrickett, how are you going?
Good, man. Good to be here.
Now, before we kind of get into you and your life and what's been happening and how you're travelling, what are you doing in Oz? Because you're a New Zealander.
Well, we're here checking it. It's a bit of a mixed bag, really. We're checking out a whole bunch of like gigging and touring opportunities and hooking up a few deals here and there. And just been having a little bit of time out holidaying up at Port Macquarie, up north a bit. So it's been great the last few days. Bit of whale watching.
That's great. Have you been up to Port Macquarie before?
No, never. It's a great, funny little story. Like they approached a guy that I'd made a music video with in the past, who was my director, and they wanted to use one of the tracks off this latest album, 3 Hours South, as the music bed for their commercial advertising their summer holiday destination. And so they said, look, come up and stay in the hotel and it's all on us and come and check it out. So that's what we're doing.
That is excellent.
It's just great to be here and having some fun with you guys as well, seeing you've been supporting the music so well.
That's cool. Well, Lifeboat. We know Lifeboat very well. It's cool. A cool song. Now, you're here with your wife?
Yep. My wife's here as well, joining me. And that's been cool to have a bit of a holiday.
That is excellent. And you're expecting Bubs very soon as well.
Yes, we are actually, mid-December. So we're getting all the holidays in now.
That is excellent. That is excellent. So let's go back to, what is it, 2006 when Symmetry is released?
Yeah, that's right.
That's it's only 4 years later.
Yeah.
And you're in the top 40 mainstream charts in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's been really cool. I think we've peaked up at like number 36 or 38 or something like that in the mainstream charts with the song Lifeboat.
Christian music in Australia, number 2.
Yeah, currently, like, looks like big ups to your Aussies, mate.
So
that's awesome.
Like, I mean, in 4 years, that's pretty darn huge, isn't it? I mean, that's very quick moving. Sometimes bands take years and years and years and years before they even come close to charts.
Yeah, well, I got to say, I'm pretty stoked. I'm stoked with the response, and every day on Facebook, that people are finding me from Perth and Adelaide and Sydney and saying, "Hey, we're hearing your song on the radio." So it's been really, really cool.
Oh, that's awesome! That's awesome. So, what about tours? Are you planning on coming back to Oz and doing? I guess it's hard
Absolutely.
With Bubs, but
well, I'm committed to making it sure it still happens, and that's part of the reason that we're here now. We're sort of hooking up a few key relationships and figuring out where's where. Half a dozen places that we've been to this week. I didn't even know existed before this week.
So, really?
I'd never heard of Port Macquarie before this hotel contacted me.
That's fantastic.
But so it's going to be great. So we're going to hopefully come back in the next couple of months and start doing some gigs and some concerts around the place. So that's going to be really exciting.
Excellent. You heard of the Central Coast?
Yeah.
Central Coast is God's country. It's much better than Sydney. I know it's a Sydney radio station, but the Central Coast is where it's at.
Stayed up at Forrester's Beach.
Oh, great.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's great, mate. It's this whole like surf. Outside your window every day of the week.
That is awesome.
I'm loving that.
That is awesome. Now, how did you get into this? How did you get into the music scene?
Well, music's kind of always been in my blood, really. I harassed my parents to buy me my first little sort of nylon string acoustic guitar for passing my school C exam.
So, since
we're about 15, 16 in New Zealand. And so I said, if I do really well, will you give me this guitar to learn guitar? It seems pretty cool. And then I sort of promptly harassed them enough to convince them to get me the guitar before I sat the exams.
Oh.
And hence, didn't really do too much study for the exams. but it all kind of worked out all right. I still passed okay and got the guitar, and that kind of sealed my fate somewhat. And ever since then, I've been sort of writing songs and trying my hand. I started off busking on the main streets in my hometown, Napier on the East Coast,
cool.
New Zealand.
How did that go? Because busking sometimes looks very rewarding.
Sometimes, yeah.
Other times it looks pretty rough.
I think the small towns, it's cool. Once you get into the big cities, it's a bit more like begging.
Oh, wow.
But you go to the summer towns and where there's a bit of a festive atmosphere, and it's great. People come up and say good day, and I think it's a good little testing ground to build your confidence and learn how to sing loud. And I think my first time busking was in a mall in a town called Palmerston North in New Zealand. And I didn't realize it's illegal to busk inside malls.
Oh, no. You know,
it's all sort of guarded up and everything. But I think I got about 7 minutes in before security ousted me.
How much did you raise?
I made about $8. I made enough for my McDonald's. Oh. It's great. So.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's really good.
So you learn quick.
That is excellent. All right, now tell us a little bit about the song Lifeboat, the story behind the song.
Yeah. Well, I wrote Lifeboat. A little East Coast beach town called Waihee on the East Coast of the North Island in New Zealand. And to me, the song's about struggle and learning to sort of take God on the journey with you. I think if you're anyone who's got any kind of goal or ambition, it's really, really easy to try and do things in your own strength. Do it your way, in your time, exactly the way you want to do it. And for me, as a person that has a faith in the background, there's these sort of aspects of, inviting God to be part of the decisions of things that you do every day.
Yeah, wow.
And so when you do that, I think things, seem to sort of cruise along a bit easier than sort of just trying to do everything, by yourself. So it's about inviting God and other people on the journey with you and sharing it.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to you in just a moment and we'll hear. You happy to play Lifeboat for us this morning?
Yeah, I'm sure I can do that.
Okay, we'll hear it in just a tick. Edwin Derricott is joining us in the den this morning. We all know him from Lifeboat. We've all heard the version that we play often, but it's always good to have an acoustic version. Edwin, when you are ready.
It swims in with the tide, lucid and buried. I look to walk along the timeline set for me, but I'm caught up in my stride. I'm swallowed in the sea. I'm swimming for my life while you're floating next to me. I don't want forgotten when to breathe, and I'm careful not to speak. The numbness keeps me warm, but also keeps me weak. I don't want a lifeboat, no, I don't want a ship. I'm ignorant and so-so, you'd think I didn't. Tide recognizes and sees, and on the prowl it looks to slide along the long line set for me. Catches up, attaches up an anchor in the depth of me. I don't know what you're thinking, coming out this way for me and disappearing like a knife into the deep dark sea. I'm swimming for my life, you're floating next to me. Keeps me warm, but also keeps me weak.
Fantastic, Edwin. Thanks so much, man. Woo. That is awesome. Man, I love it when people come in and play live. You know, it just shows there's the talent. Nothing hidden, no secret whatever behind that.
It's all good bit of fun to try that, isn't it?
Oh, man, that's awesome. Now, for those who want to learn more about you, your music, future tours, is there a website to go to?
Yeah. You can just go on to this edwindericott.com. 2 R's, 2 T's. Or check me out, look me up on Facebook, MySpace, all those kind of places. A bunch of music videos on YouTube and we're everywhere.
You make it very easy. EdwinDerrickett.com.
Yeah, man.
Too good. Well, thank you for coming into the den. I hope you've enjoyed Oz.
Yeah, that's been cool.
Safe travels back and good luck with Bubs.
Cheers.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.